Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Video has gone crazy viral over the weekend, Gabs, yeah. Of the Big Brother house at Dreamworld on the Gold Coast. An absolute dump.
Yeah. I was quite surprised that the house was even still standing. Like, they haven't used it in however many years.
2014.
Either demolish it or look after it, but don't let it go into this vandalised heap of crap.
That's like, what's happened.
It's horrible.
The Big Brother house on the Gold Coast at Dreamworld has just been completely abandoned. So we're talking the backyard pool is now an absolute
green swamp. Yeah.
The grass is as high as your head.
The shower screens are shattered. There's graffiti on the walls.
The mirrors? Because remember how there used to be this run of mirrors around the whole thing and they used to film on the other side of it? Like, they're all completely shattered. The walls have been knocked in of the diary room. Mm. Like, it's completely beyond disrepair, which kind of shocked me a bit because I think it kind of created television history, the Big Brother house on the Gold Coast. So I wanted to get some thoughts from a former housemate. Heidi Anderson was on series 10. So that's the series with Tim Dormer and Tahan and a stack of other people. But you'd remember Heidi. Heidi, who actually won the series that you were on?
Tim Dormer. And I'm like, guys, you're really pulling out the dregs here getting me on your show this morning when you've got to introduce that Tahan was on the show.
I don't remember
Tim Dormer. Yeah. Do you remember Heidi? She actually only made it to week 6 or 7. I can't even remember. Like, I mean, who is she?
Well, we messaged Tim Dormer, but he's not available. So.
I'm second best, mate.
Nah, mate, you are the winner. What is not the winner? What is the big loser is the Big Brother house. What shocked me watching the video yesterday is it actually looked cheaply put together. But I remember watching it on TV going, like, it looked like it was a fortress. What was it like when you were actually there?
It's so funny that you say that because when I had a heap of people message me yesterday going, oh, my God, it's so sad. And I thought, is it? Like, it was just a TV set. That's what you've got to remember. Mm. Don't get me wrong. Like, there was nice things about it, but it was very much a TV set. And when you're there, you really felt that.
Well, that's really uncomfortable because I thought it'd be this, like, house where you could be comfy being yourself, but not so much if it's like...
Are you joking? It was a social experiment just to send us all insane.
So did you have, like, watching it, and obviously, you know, it changed the course of your life. Were you feeling, like, weird or bad at all that it's fallen into such disrepair?
I think probably not because, actually, if I'm being honest, I did see something a few weeks ago. Someone had posted something earlier, so I think the media have just had nothing to post over the weekend, and so it's kind of circulated again. I think it's sad, but the show's not on. I mean, I think it's sad for Dreamworld, really, because they should have kept that house in prime condition and actually done tours through it because... Big Brother is a part of our history. I mean, some people will go, what the hell is she talking about? Like, who watches that crap?
Oh, I agree.
A lot of people did.
Yeah,
a lot of people did. And so that's what I would have done because if you haven't been there, what is quite cool, because I remember I went back the year after, which was the final year, and I walked through the house, like, when they were filming, and I actually went through behind the scenes, and it's just like a rabbit warren around the edge. So, like I said, it is just a TV set. So what you're seeing was like this magical pool and all this stuff. And then around the edge was like cameramen and like runways and everything so that they could get around the house. That's cool, isn't it? That's the stuff they should be showing people.
It surprised me how many rabbit warrens they did have. But you'd think they would have turned it into like Universal Studios where you do tours through sets. And they could have had like, you know, props and stuff popping up. It would have been awesome. Yeah. But no, now it's just a place for people to go and vandalise.
It's a steaming pile like the last series of Big Brother was for Channel 9.
I know. Apparently we just got in there with a good series before the crap one.
From series 10 of the show, Heidi Anderson, you're beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Lots of love.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
There's nothing better than playing tourist in your own city. I really believe that. Like, there's so many people who've lived in Townsville their entire life and have never been to places like Orpheus Island. And I met a few of those people on the weekend because Nev and I decided to go over and check out Orpheus Island. It's one of those islands that looks picture perfect on Instagram. And it's so close. Like, why not? So we jumped on the boat and there's all these people on there from Townsville going, oh, I've never been here. I've lived here 20 years and I've never been 2 hours up to Orpheus, and it was such a brilliant time.
You're so right. We so often neglect the beauty that is in our own backyard.
Like, if you go...
Council people are awful for that, by the way.
But I think it's every city, because no matter where you live, if you go somewhere to visit, you visit all of what they've got to offer because you're only there for a limited time. But when you live somewhere, you're just like, eh, I'll do it another day. And it just never
happens.
That's
true, because when I take Michelle to my hometown where I grew up, like, I'm super unimpressed, and she's like, oh, my God, it's beautiful.
Is it? But, yeah, so I did go to Orpheus yesterday, and I went snorkeling and saw some beautiful fish. I saw a couple of dories. But
oh, did you see any Nemos?
I didn't see any Nemos, unfortunately, no. But there were some dories. They were obviously lost. But when I got out of the water, something pretty terrible happened to me, because I've always laughed at people who have wardrobe malfunctions at the beach. Like, if they come out of the pool and their bathers are a bit askew and something showing. And I'm like, how can't you tell? Come on. If you're hanging out, you know. Yeah.
Literally,
like, you can
part
feel
of your genitalia
it.
Is hanging out.
You know.
How can you not feel that?
Yeah, you can't feel it. I found out on the weekend. So I was... I'd finished my snorkeling expedition and I stood up in the water, and as I stood up, my boyfriend quickly lifted up the flippers he was holding to shield me, and he's like, babe, you're hanging out? And I was like,
one or did
just
you
one,
both?
Just one. Just the lefty. And I had to quickly dive back underwater to rearrange my swimsuit before I got back up and scared all the children. And I just want to apologize to everyone out there who I've ever laughed at and thought you're an exhibitionist, because you would have known that you were hanging out. Turns out it does happen. You can be hanging out without your knowledge. And thank you to no one laughing at me at the time.
Yeah. And everyone thought a couple of dories was the best thing on show. It was actually a big old white pointer in the middle of the ocean.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby now on Hit 103.1.
To me, a Sunday hot breakfast is just the right way to start the end of a weekend. I love a hot breakfast on a Sunday.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that one, because during the week, no one has time for that kind of shenanigan. No. So Sunday is the day where you can just, you know, take the time to create something special for breakfast.
We didn't even bother on Saturdays as well too, but Sunday, it's bacon, it's eggs, it's all that sort of stuff, and it's usually a hash brown on the side.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, I will fire up the whole oven to cook two or three hash browns.
Yeah, it's annoying. Hey, got to get the grill up, and because you want to get them crispy, so you don't want to like just microwave them, because then they're soggy as.
And same thing too. I find if you're going to cook them in the pan, you can do that too, but they get real oily because you have to add a stack of oil to make them.
Then
go
you got
to
like pat them down with paper towel before you eat them. It's just it's a lot of effort.
It's a whole thing, right?
Just go to Macca's and get a hash brown. It's way easier.
So on the weekends, a bit of a hash brown hack has gone viral. Mm. And I feel a bit weird saying it's even a hack, because to me it's such a simple thing, but I've never thought to do it before. But I learnt on the weekend you can actually cook hash browns in the toaster.
No way. That's so obvious.
On a Facebook page called Markdown Australia, which I'd never heard of before, but it got a few shares, a few screenshots. 7 News even did a story on it yesterday. And I thought, that's a great idea. I'm going to try it. And we had some hash browns in the freezer.
Yeah.
Just ones from the freezer section at Coles or whatever, just the Coles brand ones. So I've just popped them in the microwave, defrosted them a little bit, and when they were defrosted, put them in the toaster. And they came out amazing. They were real gold and like hard on the outside, but still fluffy on the inside, which is what you want for a hash brown. Fully rate it, hey.
That is amazing. You've got to try it. Like, when you say that, it seems so obvious, but it's not something that's ever crossed my mind.
Well, effectively, it's the same as just cooking it in under a grill.
It is, but it's just a vertical grill.
Yeah. And they even fit in perfectly. I felt like an idiot. Why haven't I been doing this for years?
Why have none of us been doing this?
Got me thinking, though, on 13, 12, 16, Townsville, have you cooked something in the toaster before that's not your standard bread? Mm-hmm. 13, 12, 16. I don't know if that's sort of out there. I don't know if there is stuff out there.
Yeah. The most
but I'm interested
thing
to know.
I've used a toaster for is a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, but see, that's designed for the toaster.
Exactly.
What I'm after is stuff that, like, you don't traditionally put that in the toaster. Mm-hmm. But
it works.
Do you know what I mean? But it works. 13, 12, 16. I have heard of laying a toaster on its side before. Don't recommend it. Could be a crazy fire hazard. But actually putting cheese on your bread and making cheese on toast that way.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that, hey. I don't think toast is meant to be used in that way. And also the cheese would get sandwiched in that thing that closes when you push it down.
I'd actually like to prefix this topic with we don't encourage anyone to try any.
But if you do it, we want to hear it.
But if you do it, 13, 12, 16, what do you cook in the toaster? Amy on 13, 12, 16, have you cooked something in a toaster other than bread?
Oh, I haven't cooked anything, but I was just calling up because a friend of mine actually cooked hash browns in the toaster years ago and caught her kitchen on fire.
Ooh. Alrighty.
Like
I knew there was going to be an issue here.
We do not encourage any of this at home. Why did it cause a fire?
I'm not sure. I just went to school with her and, yeah, I just remember the kitchen caught on fire from her cooking hash browns in the toaster.
Did she oil it up like you would if you're putting it in the oven? Sure.
If you're spray oiling it, you're asking for trouble. Hey, who's this?
Yeah, Ron. Just travelling through on my way back to Brisbane from Cairns and I was wanted to tell you that leftover pizza is brilliant.
No way!
Pizza.
So yeah, you drop your slices in and just reheat them and it's fabulous.
What a great idea, because when you put them in the microwave, they do go a little bit soggy, don't they?
Yeah, often after I reheat pizza in the microwave, I'll have to eat it with a knife and fork, which is just, that's not
just
what you do with pizza.
Sloppy all over the place, yeah.
That makes sense, Ron. Yeah. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Dee here. Hey,
and Ben. What do you cook in a toaster?
Well, I was going to let you know, you can buy now these things called Toast-It bags. And if you've got a thick-sliced toaster, you can put anything in it. You can put, like, your toasted sandwiches or your grilled cheese or whatever in the bag, in the toaster, and it just, like,
cooks
it for you. Yeah.
This is perfect because then that gets rid of that whole fire hazard issue.
Yeah, that pesky fire hazard.
Yeah, come on.
One more. Hey, who's this?
It's Asia.
Asia, hey. What do you cook in the toaster?
So I haven't cooked anything weird in the toaster, but I cook chicken breast in a sandwich, like, you know, a sandwich press.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I've cooked, like, a marinated chicken breast on the, like, sandwich press, and it works.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't surprise me, because we've cooked eggs and bacon on one of those babies before. It's just like an indoor barbecue, isn't it?
That's what it is.
Yeah, literally.
You know what it is? It's a poor man's Weber.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Cliffo and Gabby's Sizzler Last Supper.
My belly's rumbling. My belly was rumbling before we went to Sizzler because I didn't eat for like 8 hours beforehand. However.
Yeah, that was amazing, by the way.
My boyfriend literally
you
got home.
Banished.
Friday afternoon after work and he was like, I'm sorry, Miss Bloat over here. Like, I was like a whale on the couch after our last meal.
Oh, yeah.
It was
we
so
gorged.
Bad.
You're like. This is something I always remember. Your saying that you said to me, this was between mains and dessert when we were going up to the all-you-can-eat dessert buffet.
Yeah.
I went to grab one of their little dessert bowls.
They're
and you're
tiny.
Like, why use a dessert bowl when you can get a dinner plate? And I'm like, I've never loved you more. You're an amazing friend.
Well, but honestly, those dessert bowls are ridiculous. Yeah. You'd have to have 5 serves just to get enough.
We just went along with the best group of people.
We did.
And they all had great stories and great sizzler memories. Like we had one woman who was happy to admit she's in her 40s now, but went on a first date with her husband when they were 16.
Yeah.
Together. We had a guided work
they
experience
They had chaperones
there.
Too, by
they
the
even
way.
Had chaperones.
We had a lovely lady who had her wedding rehearsal dinner at Sizzler. Yeah, we had some beautiful stories and some people who really deserve to have one last supper at Sizzler.
And I think the thing with Sizzler is, like, you always have this memory of, like, one particular food. So it might be the cheesy bread or the bolognese sauce or the potato skins or whatever.
Mm.
But we went around after the last supper just to find out what everyone rated the most.
Yeah.
I guess from their final meal at Sizzler. All right, going down the line, favourite thing you've eaten at Sizzler today?
The jelly beans. Apple crumble.
Cheesy bread.
Chocolate mousse.
Mine is the couscous salad. It's still
good. It is the salad.
Soft serve ice cream with a lot of caramel topping.
The soft serve was good, but I really enjoyed my empty taco shell.
Potato skins.
The pasta.
Pasta.
Yeah.
Good job, Sizzler. Come on, everyone. Put your hands together.
Thanks for 30 years, you beautiful bastard.
It was a good day. And yes,
an eclectic mix of favourites there.
I did forget to fill my taco shell, but I didn't regret that decision.
It was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. It was just like this really big
Dorito.
Sad Dorito.
That was delicious.
No regrets.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.